This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
We used to do this segment called Bad Advice, and then the problems run the gamut. These are actual listeners who've written us with actual problems. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm going to do kind of a funny one and then one that I find heavy because I can relate to it.
Oh.
And we'll see what your thoughts are.
Well, I bet you'll probably know the answer then, won't you?
Well, I'm hoping that Janet is going to know the answers because Bob's mom is sitting in with us for a bit this morning and we're excited. You know, this is a person with some experience under her belt, and we'll find out what she thinks on these questions. So if you have a problem, big or small, you can email it to badadvice973@gmail.com and then listen and see if we solve your problem. So I'm going to start with this one, and it's been hanging around for a while because it's light. This is really light. I laughed and I immediately knew how to solve the problem.
Oh, good.
So we'll see what everybody thinks. This is garden drama. Dear Sarah and Vinny, my homeowners association sent me an official notice claiming one of my garden gnomes is inappropriate and sexually suggestive. It's literally just a ceramic gnome in a Speedo holding a margarita. It's like a party gnome.
So fun.
But apparently, quote, some neighbors have complained. I think it's hilarious and I refuse to remove it. My husband wants me to go get that thing. He says he wants me to let it go before we get fined. Should I stand my ground or cave to the HOA? We want to let Janet go first?
Yes, let's let her go first.
What do you think, Janet? What should this person do?
Well, I would compromise. I would dress that gnome up.
That is the correct. That's the correct answer, in my humble opinion.
Are you talking about nipple tassels, or is there more? Do you think that you need than just little...
How about just a grass skirt?
Well, I was thinking one of those terry cloth robe kind of things that might go with a margarita. You know, kind of look like a gnome about town.
In a terry gnome about town in a terry cloth
robe. It's very Hugh Hefner, isn't it?
I was just thinking that. Like, he's a playboy. Right, a little smoking jacket.
Exactly, yes, yes.
That was my first thought, was just put clothes on the thing. Like, what's the big deal? I mean, I don't know why someone, maybe some kid was like, oh my God, look, it's stinky or whatever. Like, they see the Speedo and they freaked out and the mom's all offended and I can't believe that, like, the whole rest of whatever community this person lives in is, like, whining about this. One person complained, and now the HOA is like, yeah, get that thing out of there.
HOAs are unbelievably difficult. Unbelievably. Like, I get it. I think that's actually a very funny answer. I would remove that gnome immediately because it's not worth it.
Just don't want no trouble.
You will find yourself, if you fight too often and too much with the HOA, you'll find yourself saying, I want to move.
Yeah.
I freaking hate it here. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to cave to that person? Because it is often one or two people that seem
to
think,
got it in for you. If you don't just back down, now they're coming for you.
Sucks, dude. But it's part of the deal. If you're buying a home, and especially in the Bay Area, you might be like, I've bid on 10 homes and haven't gotten them. I finally got one. And if there's an HOA, you're going to take it anyway.
Right.
But it's That they own you. They do. They're like,
well,
you
they're able
to yourself,
put their fingers in your business.
I own this house. It's mine. But Betty down the street gets to tell me what I do with my garden gnome?
Right.
Yep, she does. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
Yep.
I think it's just tacky, and that's what people are offended by. Mm-hmm. It's just tacky. They don't like the gnome.
You don't like gnomes in general?
No, I think they're tacky.
You do? I have a little garden gnome.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. You hide them in your garden. They're like peeking out. They're sitting by a toadstool.
Yeah, whatever.
What do you think, Bobby? So the boys are just get rid of that thing.
I'm not saying get rid of it because it's tacky. I'm saying you don't want that fight.
Mm.
I never would have thought of the idea of dressing it up. I think that's a great idea. But you know what I would do is I would say, oh, yeah, we ordered a little grass skirt for it. It's coming. And it just never arrives. And then eventually they'll just
dragging
forget
it
about
out.
It.
Oh, yeah. Raincoat would be fun, too.
Oh, a raincoat would be hilarious.
Oh, you can seasonally
like
dress them up.
Flasher.
A couple texts, 510. She needs a Karen gnome to go next to the Speedo gnome.
Yeah, no
oh, my God.
And then from the Karen. 310, call out the perv getting turned on by the ceramic doll. They're the problem.
Yeah.
No one complains that Pooh Bear doesn't wear any pants. Like,
I know.
Come on. Grow up.
It's a gnome and a Speedo. It's funny. It's adorable.
This is what's wrong with HOAs.
Mm.
They can get you for the dumbest crap.
Yeah. And they can get you for the dumbest crap because they don't like you in general or because you crossed their paths and it didn't go well. Like, it's really, it's difficult to have things dictated to you.
I have a neighbor
by other people
that was doing, beautifying his yard.
Yes.
And the two people that run the HOA showed up with tape measures and the original plan and were checking his work and told him, you have not stuck to the plan. And he's like, this is going to be beautiful. What is the problem?
Well, if you do it, then everyone will want to do
it. I'm telling you, it's so maddening. I'm sure that he has probably within his own home and, you know, to his partner, wife, whatever, kids. We got to get out of here.
Mm.
I can't let those two win.
Mm.
And then there you still are.
You got to find some place without an HOA.
It's terrible.
Right.
So, yeah, I wouldn't mess with that.
I follow a lot of, like, Karen Instagram reels, you know, of Karen's going nuts. I don't know. I just got into my algorithm, but now I get a lot of HOA ones. Like, people are filming HOA meetings and like how ridiculous they are and putting them up on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
So it is a thing.
People do love to whine about it. That looks fun. You can't do that anymore.
I did this thing in my neighborhood on a Saturday morning where we cleaned up trash.
Your current neighborhood?
Yes, my current neighborhood. And so I got to meet all the neighborhood busybodies. And I was like, oh, man, you guys are way too involved. They know what's for sale, all the drama and all the buildings.
Oh.
It's good to know them because they have all the juice. I mean, all the,
you know
all the tea.
I got some good hot gossip, but I was like, I don't want you guys to know me too much because I don't want you up in my business.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, keep your shades drawn and keep it down in there.
Oh, our dog park.
I don't want to.
I know.
Everybody knows what dog. Oh, that dog. Remember that dog attacked that dog and that dog did that. And, you know, like it is its own HOA.
Mm. Groups of people. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. Anyway, I think that Janet and I have it right. Just put a little outfit on it. And I like Vinny's idea of the raincoat. I think that's the way. And he just looks like a flasher. Okay, this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
My apologies to this person who's going to remain anonymous. I had to change a little bit about what you've written here because I had to read this five times before I could figure out who was who to whom. So I'll try and, well, if you have any questions, stop me and I'll explain it.
You organized it though as best you could.
I organized it as best I could. So hello, Sarah, Vinny, Bob, and Maddie. I'm in need of some really horrible advice. We have that. We do bad advice. Here's the scenario. My wife's grandfather has cancer and it's stage 4. So this is his, I don't know, grandpa-in-law. We realize he only has a few months left, but there's a sibling rivalry starting to brew. And here's where it gets really complicated. He was married. His second wife passed away about 8 years ago. She had two kids of her own. And the person that this guy is married to is one of the two kids he had with his first wife. So there's two kids from the original marriage, two kids from the second marriage.
Is it stepkids from the second marriage?
Stepkids from the second marriage, right. Mm-hmm. The second wife came with two kids of her own, and he has two kids of his own.
Okay.
So I guess they're stepbrother and sisters, not half-brother and sisters.
Right.
So he was married. His second wife passed away about 8 years ago. So he's been alone for 8 years, and right now he's dying. He's got stage 4 cancer. Before she passed, she wanted him to make sure that her kids, who are grown-ups with their own grandchildren now, according to this guy, are taken care of when he passes. So these aren't his kids, but he was married to this woman. I don't have history on how long they were married for, but there's four kids involved. She wants her to make sure her kids are taken care of,
right,
in this whole thing.
Meaning, cut them in on your will when you pass.
So in his will, his money and possessions will split four ways.
Okay.
Part of the possessions is a paid in full house. So there's a house there. And this is where there starts to be some struggle, according to our listener. The newer wife's two kids want to buy out their share of the house so that they can give it to one of their own kids. So they, whatever the market value is of the house, they want to pay this guy's wife and whatever other sibling the money just to buy them out. And then they keep the whole house.
One of the stepkids wants to buy
one
the house.
One of the stepkids wants to buy the house. Or maybe both of them. I don't know. He says both of them, those two kids want to buy out their share of the house. His own kids, at least one. So this is not specified whether it's this guy's wife or the other sibling. His own kids, at least one, is very adamant not wanting to sell their share to them. They feel they are not worthy of the house because they haven't visited their stepdad 8 years ago. Their mom died, except on family events, and they literally live down the street. Part of the issue comes from him having to go on to Meals on Wheels because he can't get food on his own, and that side of the family can't even help out for that. The grandma's grandchildren also don't ever visit. I live 3 hours away and visit more than the family that actually lives there, and I'm married into the family. Anyway, the issue here is that one wants to buy the house, the other wants to sell it to someone else. Who wins the argument? Thanks for your bad advice in advance. Janet, what does this guy do? What do these people do?
Well, my family's a complicated family, so we have situations like this, mm-hmm. sort of. I think, again, it's kind of an easy answer. If he doesn't want to make a decision and favor somebody, then this house has to be sold and the money gets split. There's nothing else you can do. That's just what it is.
That is actually the easiest way to take care of this problem. I'll jump onto what you say because I think that's the easiest. It's a four-way split. Everybody walks away. You never have to see those people again. But you also don't have to see them again if you just sell them your side of the house. You still get the money. It's like there was a four-way split. Just let them have it. I get it. There's always... people are so mad about these things that have been going on and how dare they, and they don't even care about them. But this is in his will. This is how he wants it. It's a four-way split. Sell him your side of the house. Just get the market value and figure that out. Get an appraisal and take the money from the other side. You never have to see these people again.
This guy doesn't want the house, right? It's the other sibling who
I think it's
is
the other
thinking
sibling
about wanting it.
They just don't want the other people. They don't want their step
That's
brothers
so
and sisters
silly.
To have it.
That's petty.
It's just super petty.
As a step kid, that is not like I'm my father's son, so we don't use step ever. But you know, we have a situation where my dad owns the house. I grew up in it. My stepsisters did not. They could care less about the house. They're just like, we're just selling it. Where I'm like, I would like to see if maybe it could keep it in the family, you know, if we could buy them out. But like, they're pretty adamant about it. So it's just kind of like, it's just the same thing. Like, well, what are you going to do?
Sometimes you just got
to fight them on it. Just going to have to.
Unless you want to live there, then it becomes a different thing.
Well, I think they want to live there too, which I think is, you know, I think they're being petty because they're stepkids, because they actually want to buy the house and keep it in the family, although it's not their blood family. You know, they want their kids to live there. I think they should let them buy them out, but they won't.
Vincent?
I think, pardon me, I think that you have to stick with, this is what I would do. I'm sticking with the will as written. It's nothing personal. The truth is, I don't want to do business with any of you. It's a will. Mm-hmm. The will says this. We're sticking with that. As soon as he passes away, we'll sell it, divvy it up, and you can go do whatever you want, including if you want to buy it, like in that moment,
that's
buy
it
outright.
Saying. Well, that, wouldn't I'm it just, be, wouldn't that be an option?
Then that's what you do, but I'm saying you don't go, if you make a back, you know, a backroom deal, there's too much risk of things getting even worse between mm-hmm. the family members. That's why I wouldn't do it. I would say I'm not involving myself with any meetings with anyone.
Yeah. Well, maybe with the executor of the will, whoever's in charge of executing the will, then you tell them what your wishes are. And if everyone decides, well, we're going to sell the house, there's no reason that one of the people who wants the house can't put a bid on the house. Go ahead, bid on the house. And you might end up, all of you, with more money, because these days it seems like houses go for well over asking. So whatever the appraisal comes back as, you might actually be cheating yourself out of that money.
One thing that's interesting, and I didn't experience this in my own life, but I've seen it through friends and other, is that you'd expect what Maddie just said to be true. You would say, well, he's my stepdad, but I've lived with him for 25 years. We love each other. He taught me how to tie my shoes, whatever. That's great. There are a lot of different scenarios that are created where those people lived in the same house, but that's not my dad. You're not my dad. Don't tell me what to do.
Right.
There's a lot of that, a lot more of it than you think. Or even in situations where the kids kind of grew up together, but never became brother, sister.
Yep.
And even when they get older, they don't stay in touch.
No.
They're not family. Don't see it that way. So to me, it's sounds very much like that, more like that. They're not family.
Right.
They don't like each other. It's clear.
Right.
So,
well, and they
to me,
certainly didn't come and support the guy who's about to leave him half of his estate.
Right. So to me, you
don't
do business.
Which he's under no obligation to do. I mean, you don't have to leave your money to anybody. Like, this is, he's saying, I'm taking care of this wife of mine and her children.
He's doing the right thing.
Sure.
The dying dad is. I mean,
yeah.
Grandpa, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I think there's way too many hurt feelings and way too many, it's almost worse because you should be family, but you not only do you not feel like family, you don't like each other.
Right. And it's only going to get worse from here because clearly all the things that you were so offended by throughout the relationship all these years are now coming to the surface. And it's, I feel like this is, my advice is to everybody, make sure you have a will that lays out exactly what you want to happen, because I have watched a family get torn apart. I watched it. There's my husband's family barely speaks, all because of a friggin' dispute over what was going to happen with that house after the second parent died. And it's awful. It's absolutely awful.
I find it interesting that people feel so entitled to their parents' inheritance. My dad is 80 years old. I have no idea how much money he has, but I'm always encouraging him, like, I don't
spend
want
it.
Anything.
Live
you should
it up.
Spend it. Do whatever you want with it.
Right.
Like, it's not
there
my
are
money.
People
you worked
who
for
are
that.
Circling like vultures, waiting for
mm-hmm.
that to happen.
I have some people like that in my life, too.
I do think that, and this may or may not be him, I know how I feel. I would want to leave my kids whatever I can.
Right.
Because in this world, especially today versus, you know, 40 years ago, it's hard to get out in front of and to buy a home.
Right.
Especially where you grew up. Talk to anyone in the Bay Area. They're like, I grew up here. I can't buy a home here.
I can't even afford to rent here.
So it really is difficult. You'd want to give your kids any kind of leg up that you can. I would want to.
There is a feeling in my generation. I don't know. I would love to hear if you guys feel the same way. if you do get support from your parents past even just your early 20s, or you get a lot of inheritance from your parents, you are looked down on by your peers that you, oh, well, their parents helped them put a down payment on that house. And it's so funny to me because although I don't feel entitled to anything that my parents have, they've done everything for me up until this point, and you know, I don't need that kind of support anymore. But that's what you want to do as a parent, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the goal, that you're trying to make money and be successful
and so have you your can kids provide have a better life? Exactly.
Right. So it's a very interesting dynamic that I notice.
Huh.
Well, as one of those kids that parents pretty much at age 17 said, get a job, you're on your own. We're bitter. We're just jealous.
Right.
Because we've had to, you know.
Some of us got luggage for our 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Some of us, he means him.
Yeah. My room turned into an office 1 week after I left for college. It was gone.
Yeah.
None of that, like, keeping your room for you. It was like, you're in the guest room from now on, kid. You want to get somebody's text in?
Sure. Yeah.
650. My mom's will left me more money than my brother, as I was the one taking care of her and my father when he was alive. My brother hasn't talked to me since my mom passed. Karen in Menlo Park.
How awful.
Yeah.
Man, it's greed is a very, very sad thing. To have something ruined by that is just terrible.
707, hi, y'all. Maybe they should sell it because fair market value and what you could get for it in California are two whole different prices. So if they sell it outright, they could probably get more per share.
That's what I'm talking about. Doing business with someone who doesn't like you, who comes in and goes, well, you paid this. This is the low, you know.
Here's what Zillow says.
Suddenly you're like, wait a minute. We could get 100 to 200K more.
Or more.
By putting it on the market, right. So you just wouldn't, it's just not a.
You're almost doing them a favor if you let them buy you out. And if you have resentment towards them, you wouldn't want to do that. And that's why I go back to the, well, you know what? This is all gravy to me. So like, it's all just extra money.
I'd just rather have my parents.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, my dad's 90 and he's probably going to live into his hundreds.
I hope so.
And that's how it is in our family. But we are selling, you know, when he finally does want to leave the house, we're selling it for him, though. Like, exactly. But he does have, he's old school, though.
To benefit his life in whatever home he winds up in, or.
But he's old school. He does feel like we're entitled to some kind of inheritance when he passes. Mm. And we're like, no, you're going to need a lot of care here in a few years. So, one more, 415. I noticed you're saying that it's his money, but likely her money was already combined into his when she passed. Therefore, all four kids should have an equal share. And I think they are saying they're getting equal shares. So
yeah, I think
they are getting equal shares.
That's clear.
Yeah, it's not like the step kids
they
are getting
snubbed. They may very well have had a trust where everything is combined and nobody inherits until both parents die.
As it is, when you sell, you're going to end up in conversations about what should we fix. What do we keep the same? Do we paint it?
Do we try to maximize the profit that we can get here?
You're already going to be in it with them.
Right.
I keep that to a minimum.
Mm.
Yeesh.
And sell as soon as possible. One of the problems we had was the house sat for over a year and then flooded.
Oh!
And then
This
was in Boston. And it was an absolute disaster where if they had just turned that house around and quickly got it on the market, which was half of them wanted to do that. The other half didn't want to do that. And it was just, my stomach clenched when I read this. I'm like, this can get so ugly. And these are people you don't even really want in your life. You might just want to cut and run. But you can just tell the executor, no, I don't want to do that. We want to sell. And he'll execute the will as that. And your dad is still alive. I mean, I suppose you could, sounds like everybody's putting screws to this guy though. Maybe let's just let him have a few pleasant days.
Yeah.
Don't hassle him about it. All right. Anything else you wanted to do over there? I'd like to mention that badadvice973@gmail.com is the email address. Send those anytime. If you want to remain anonymous, go ahead and say so. But don't then put your name all through the whole thing so that hopefully I don't make a mistake. But we'd love to take on your problems.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.